You're listening to 2SER Breakfast. And it's time now for Movies with Michael. Good morning, Michael. How are you going?
Pretty well, thanks, Danny. Pretty well indeed. I've seen two period pieces.
Two period pieces. This is good.
Yes, one period which you may or may not remember, and the other one which is way, way beyond your time.
What a low-key way of calling me old. Where will we go with first, the period of time that I might remember?
Yeah, we'll go with that one. First of all, this period of time being Armageddon time.
I remember Armageddon time. I remember when Def Leppard released Armageddon. I remember all of it.
Yep, well, this one stars Anne Hathaway and Jeremy Strong, both doing their best Queens, New York Jewish accents. Brooks Repetta, he's a newcomer. Also another kid called Jalen Webb. And Anthony Hopkins, also attempting a sort of Brooklyn, Queens via Liverpool accent. It's quite an interesting one. This film is written and directed by James Gray, who made movies like Ad Astra and The Lost City of Z, or Z, depending on how you pronounce that letter. This movie is inspired by James Gray's childhood in Queens, New York.
Yeah.
Armageddon, it's a warts and all unpacking of the pursuit of the American dream, as seen through the eyes of 11-year-old Paul Graff, played by Brooks Repetta. Paul wants to be an artist, and he also hangs around with a black kid, played by Jalen Webb, much to the consternation of his upwardly ambitious mother, Esther, played by Hathaway, and appliance repairman father Irving, played by Strong. Paul is closest to his maternal grandfather, Aaron, played by Hopkins, who's always good for a homily or some advice and stories from the old country.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah. Look, I'd normally describe this one as a coming-of-age tale, but Paul's character is still very much in development at the conclusion of this film. You get the feeling that he's got many harsh life lessons still left to learn.
Did you like James Gray's other films, like Ad Astra and Lost City of Z?
I did like Ad Astra a lot. Lost City of Z, not so much, but he's definitely all about family and connection in his films, and there's definitely plenty of that in this one. This film, it's set in 1980, so I'm not sure if that is a bit before your time or not.
No.
Do you actually remember the year?
Oh, it's kind of, sort of, somewhat.
It was a time of hope for the USA after, you know, the 70s were all a bit depressing, with Ronald Reagan being swept towards the presidency. Yes, Americans were hopeful. But this film suggests that first and second generation immigrants, not to mention people of colour, are facing a pretty grim battle to get ahead. Every advantage must be taken, and it's just too bad for those of lower social status who get left behind, and many in this film get squashed. We even get a vision of the system that they're kind of competing against in the form of a couple of Trumps who appear. Fred and Marianne Trump appear in this film as well.
Oh, dear God.
You know, actors playing them. Look, this film's bleak and unsentimental. It's very likely the antithesis of Steven Spielberg's The Fablemans, which is going to be released a little bit later this year. It's quite confronting and depressing viewing at times, but will definitely garner some attention from the Academy at Oscar time, I'd say. If you're looking for upbeat Saturday night at the movies type entertainment, I think you'll find little salvation in Armageddon time.
And the other movie you saw this week, the Puniverse. Florence Pugh.
I like that one. This one's called The Wonder. This one's getting a very short release before it goes to Netflix. You will be able to see it at the cinema. I reckon you should. Florence Pugh from Don't Worry, Darling, and then some Irish people you probably haven't heard of, like Keila Lord Cassidy, Niamh Algar, and Elaine Cassidy, who is actually Keila's mother and playing her mother in this film. Tom Burke from Only God Forgives pops up, and also Kyron Hines and Toby Jones make an appearance as well. This one's directed by Sebastian Lelio, who made A Fantastic Woman. The Wonder is based on the novel of the same name by Emma Donoghue. It's set a few years after the potato famine in Ireland. English nurse Elizabeth Wright, she's a veteran of the Crimean War, and she's played by Pugh. She's been brought to a tiny Irish village to observe Anna O'Donnell, played by Keila Cassidy, who claims not to have eaten in 4 months.
Ooh.
She's become a bit of a curiosity for tourists and pilgrims alike, who believe some sort of miracle is occurring. So we've got a bit of a faith versus logic thing going on here. Even the local doctor is convinced that there's something weird going on. but not world-weary, cynical nurse Elizabeth Wright, who seems to be more from the Nurse Ratched school of caregiving than the Florence Nightingale one, even though she served in the Crimean War. Like I said, there's a mystery to solve, but the town committee who approved Nurse Wright being there, do they actually want her to solve this mystery? If you ignore one obvious way Nurse Wright could have discovered whether young Anna was surviving solely on manna from heaven, you'll probably be thoroughly engaged by the wonder as it peels back the layers of rural Irish working class Catholicism and superstition in the mid-19th century. All sins, real, imagined, or even committed by someone else, have to be atoned for. You will start to wonder just what the bloody hell's been going on in that farmhouse that young Anna O'Donnell lives in. One thing that I found a bit annoying about this film is that it begins and ends on a modern film soundstage as if to emphasise that this is a story in the tradition of great Irish storytelling, or Shanachie as it's known. But this is just kind of jarring and distracting and unnecessary. I mean, that's what you've got the disclaimer in the credits for.
Yeah.
There's a lot to peel back and unpack in the wonder, not the least being Nurse Wright's gruff exterior. We find there's many more layers to her character. It's a bit like peeling back the layers of an onion. It's all a bit grim and hard going at first, but stick with it. I think you'll find that the wonder is quite the fascinating curiosity.
Oh, nice one. So it's in cinemas now. It'll be out in Netflix a little bit later on, but you would suggest going to see that one in the cinema if possible.
Yeah.
And what are you going to see this week that we can discuss on Movies with Michael next week?
I think we might be talking about Black Panther next week.
Oh, my God, Wakanda Forever. Oh, I'm so stoked on this one. I cannot wait for it. Michael, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Pleasure.